Conservatives admit it's been a difficult night with early council results in England showing big losses. They conceded northeast Lincolnshire after Labour, the Lib Dems and Independents made gains. Steve, who lives in Grimsby, wasn't impressed with any of the options on the ballot.
I think everyone's expecting Labour to come in against Conservatives at the moment. Definitely. Conservatives are not delivering what they say they're going to deliver. And I think all the parties are not very good at the moment. And I don't think Labour's right for it, but I can see why Grimsby's changed.
The UK's going to appoint a new envoy to oversee a plan to ramp up weapons production. During a visit to Ukraine, Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron insists it's a national priority, warning that the world is at a critical tipping point. He says Kyiv must defeat Russia or else Europe faces a very dangerous future.
£3 billion that we're now giving to Ukraine every year. We've said it's this year, it's next year. It's for as many years as you need it, because we know we've got to have the patience and the hard work to help the Ukrainians to make sure that Putin fails here.
A High Court judge has ruled the government acted unlawfully by approving a strategy to meet climate targets. Three environmental groups took action, saying the plans to reduce emissions were flawed. Public sector productivity worsened late last year, according to official figures. The Office for National Statistics says it remained a long way off pre-pandemic levels. China's launched a lunar probe to land on the far side of the moon to collect samples. It's hoped the mission could provide insights into differences between the less explored region and the better known near side. And Barry Manilow's given himself a backup plan after technical problems at the UK's biggest indoor arena. He's booked a different venue for his show later this month if issues at Co-op Live in Manchester aren't fixed. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Thanks very much, Chris. Another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's still looking fairly sort of wet outside here in Brentwood, and it's going to be a high of 13 this afternoon. We're hoping that it's all going to stop by about 7 o'clock and we should have a fairly sunny end to this day before we have sunset at 27 minutes after 8 tonight. Low of 6 tonight. Tomorrow, it's sunny intervals in the morning and showers and around with sunny intervals for the afternoon. A high of 15 and a low of 7. Sunday, well, it's sunny intervals and light showers all day long, really, and it's much the same on Monday as well.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Schering on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome back, and if you've just joined us, it's great to have you with us here this afternoon. We've been having a fascinating conversation with Blake and Fiona, chatting about the Helen Rollinson Cancer Charity. We'll be doing a little bit of a recap about that after we finish the competition, and we're two-thirds of the way through that. If you want to take part in that, you still can, of course. We started off with Ray Parker Jr., and we asked how old you thought he was, and then we went on to Kelly Clarkson, and again we asked how old you thought she was, and you could just email us radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to take part. Delighted to say that we've got Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, Blake and Fiona here in the studio, and Patrick in Ingatestone to date, which is good. Okay, third one here today, maybe slightly less well known for people who are of a younger disposition, but we'll just kind of wait and see. So this is Paul Carrick, an English singer, musician, songwriter and composer who's recorded as both a solo artist and a member of several significant groups. The BBC dubbed him the man with the golden voice. He rose to prominence in the mid-1970s as the frontman and principal songwriter of the rock band Ace, gained further recognition for his work as a solo artist and for his 10 years as a member of Squeeze and Roger Waters' backing band The Bleeding Hearts. From the mid-80s to the late 90s, he enjoyed considerable success as the co-lead vocalist and songwriter for Mike and the Mechanics. So we're going to go to 1988 for Mike and the Mechanics' Living Years. It was a USA number one, and it was also number one in four more countries. It was a UK number two and top 10 in three more, and it was nominated for four Grammy Awards. And it's a amazing song if you don't know it. So the question is, how old do you think Paul Carrack is? It's radio at phoenixfm.com.
Come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, still to conversations. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language. Tell him
lies. Wish I could have told him in the living years. So say, say, say it loud.
Say it clear.
Oh, say it clear.
You can hear the sun
as well as you hear.
It's true.
Mike and the Mechanics, Paul Carrack on lead vocals, of course. He was the person that we were after today about how old you thought he was, and that was the wonderful Living Years. Thank you very much for all those who've taken part today. We shall go through with the answers here and find out who our winner is today. And I know a lot of you play along at home without actually getting in contact. And also, many people also, when you're listening back to the recording, and don't forget, of course, today's show are all being recorded. So you'll be able to check it out on the show blog whenever it suits you. And the good news is they stay there forever as well. So, you know, it'll always be there for anybody to have a listen to. So let's go through our artists that we've got here today and what we've got. So we started off with Ray Parker Jr. So Chris in Harlow thought 70, Bob in Harlow 68, Chris in Guildford 80. Blake, how old did you think?
I said 72.
And Fiona, you thought?
74.
And Patrick in Ingatestone, he thought 66. He is, in fact, 70. So Chris in Harlow, I'm correct with that. So 3 points for Chris in Harlow. I said, well done. Then we came on to Kelly Clarkson, and we asked how old we thought she was. So Chris thought 36, Bob 40, Chris 45, Blake
44,
and Fiona
39,
and Patrick 41, and she is 42. So 1 point for you, Patrick. Yeah, so we're the closest there with that. And then we came on finally to Paul Carrack here at the end. And so Chris thought 67, Bob 69, Chris in Guildford 74, Blake, you thought?
I'm way off here, 83.
83. Fiona, you thought?
68.
And Patrick thought 78. Well, Blake, you don't know you're way off until I tell you that you're way off, Blake.
To be fair,
absolutely, absolutely.
You haven't even heard of him.
18-year-old, absolutely. But there we are. And so Paul Carrack is 73. So Chris in Guildford was the closest with 74. So we often have this competition. We've had it recently where every single artist has got everybody has been got correctly, and more than one person has got them correctly. But today I thought it was a bit of a harder group, and yes it is. So we have today, well, sadly we have Fiona and Blake with no points at all.
There's no surprise there.
But there we are. But well done for taking part. Bob from Harlow, who's a regular and a winner many times as well, he's got no points as well either today. Patrick, also another one of our regulars, 1 point today. Chris in Guildford, 1 point today. But a winner with just 3 points today, when your goals potentially could be with nine. So it's a real low scoring day today. Winner is Chris in Guildford with 3 points. But thanks very much to everybody who's taken part. And of course, we shall do it all again next week. So let's have a little bit of a recap about all that you've been chatting to us about with the Helen Rollinson Cancer Charity.
So it was, well, just about where we're based, the services we provide. So we're based in Hatfield Peverill. We provide services for all people living with cancer at various stages, whether you're newly diagnosed, going through treatment, or even post-treatment. We our services are still available. We also provide support for families and their loved ones. So it's not just for the patient themselves. You don't need to be referred to us. You can just look us up online at helenrollison.org.uk and get in contact with us and pop in for sort of a fairly informal chat. And then you can access our services, which is what I did 7 years ago. And it is a really good place to have and a place to go to when you're going through cancer treatment, etc.
Yes, with all kinds of mutual self-support and things like this. And then, of course, you've got this big event coming up as well. So would tell us a little bit more about that. So, because people, you said, could just turn up. So if somebody just hears about this right now, they could still turn up and take part.
Yep, so we've got a Ride for Helen event on Sunday, the 12th of May. So that's a cycle ride with routes of 6 miles, 15, 30, 50, 65, and the all-new 100-mile route. They'll all start and finish at the Cricks in Hatfield Peveril. You can book on our website, helenrollison.org.uk, or you can sign up on the day. So just turn up and speak to one of the lovely volunteers and they'll sign you up.
Yeah, there may be like a few fair weather cyclists out there. I know that I tend to be one of those. So if you're one of those and you want to wait to the day and see what the weather's like, and if it's a nice sunny day and you and your kids haven't got anything better to do, then pop along and come do the little 6 miler.
Lovely.
Hatfield Peveril.
Great. And it'll obviously be a lovely day for all sorts of people to take part.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for giving up your time today, both of you. It's been it's been delightful to have a chat with you both. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves.
Yes, yeah, we definitely have. Yeah.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. Good.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
I close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away. I want
Donovan, any dream will do. Thank you for asking for that, Patrick. 1991, that was a UK number one, and a number three in Ireland, Austria.
Hometown hero at the bar, burned out highlight superstar, you know. Kept the buzz to fill the hole, loved the lights, stole the show. Someone I used to know would stay another round. Someone I used to know ran himself in the ground. It's been a long time coming, couldn't keep on running. Had to hit rock bottom to know. When you keep on losing with the path you're choosing, and it's time to let go. But someone that I used to know. Someone that I used to know.
Rides a high that tears him down, hates himself and loves to cry. A heavy crown, didn't know we almost drowned. Someone I used to know would stay another round. Someone I used to know ran himself in the ground. It's been a long time coming, couldn't keep on running, had to hit rock bottom.
Someone that I used to know. It's a great track, isn't it? Someone That I Used to Know, and that comes from the Zac Brown Band. We need to do all kinds of things, so let's do this first of all.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So we've got all kinds of events happening this particular weekend. Let's just have a little look at what we can be telling you about, actually, that's happening. Oh, it's not this weekend, actually. It's the following weekend. Saturday, the 11th of May, is a lawn sale at St. Edmund's St. Mary Parish Church in the High Street in Ingatestone. Lawn sale in front of the church there between 10 and 2. Plants, toys, books, including those for children, cakes, bits and bobs, stalls, refreshments. Fully crushed cooked bacon butties and things like that. All kinds of interesting things happening there. And also, while we're sticking with that church and sticking with Ingatestone, the following Saturday, the abseil is back. You can abseil down the church tower. This is raising essential funds for both the church and for the local junior school. Minimum age is year 6 from primary school. No maximum age. Space is limited. £50 minimum sponsorship is required. For more information about that, just go onto Facebook and go for Ingatestone Parish Church, or there is a contact phone number that you can find on our website, and information there that you can get all about that. So those are all those events well worth checking out there if you are in or around the Ingatestone area, or indeed further afield if you fancy doing the abseil. If you've ever driven through Ingatestone, you know the big church tower that is there. Well, this is your chance to be an abseiler down that.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll look at what's happening here on the local travel. Let's start again with the motorways. Clockwise, very slow moving now between Junction 27, the M11, and Junction 28, the A12. On the M11, we've got southbound slow moving traffic between Junction 7, Hazingwood Interchange with Harlow, and Junction 6, the M25. M25 again, anti-clockwise slow moving traffic between Junction 28, the A12 Brook Street roundabout, Junction 27, the M11. The M11 northbound slow moving traffic from Junction 6 with the M25 towards Junction 7, A414 Harlow, and M25 again, slow moving traffic, Junction 29, the A127 to after Junction 28, the A12. If we just go locally here and just have a little look at a local travel map and find out what's happening here. Central Billericay, there's a little bit of a build-up of traffic there, or also some, just not much actually, but a little bit round the station at Hutton. Actually, Wilson's Corner, less than it often is on a Friday afternoon, but we know that's going to be building up later on. If we go up towards Chelmsford and see what's happening in the area up round there, it's very busy now. In fact, a road approaching the Hoe Green direction, Dale Green Junction from all of the directions. That's really, really busy. And then it's busy onwards from Sand and upwards. And Central Chelmsford, of course, it's Friday afternoon. You don't need me to tell you it's busy. The full travel update, including the trains and the underground, with Joe about an hour's time from this. We'll be having the vintage chart fairly soon, but let's start off by having a brand new track. This comes from the Pet Shop Boys. The album has just come out, which is called Loneliness, and literally last week this track was released. The album's called Nonetheless, I do beg your pardon, and this track is called Loneliness.
Loneliness.
That's Pet Shop Boys and Loneliness. So let's have a little look at the chart for this particular week. Back in 1966, my goodness me. As Michelle said, before any of us were born. Yes, if you believe that, you believe anything. So let's have a look at the chart. So at number 20, we've got Supergirl. Number 20, we've got The Kinks, dedicated follower of fashion. 19, it's Supergirl from Graham, Bonnie and Johnny Scott. At 18, Cliff Richard, Blue Turns to Grey. 17, Make the World Go Away from Eddie Arnold. 16, Elusive Butterfly, Val Dunican. And 15, Someday One Day, that's The Seekers. At 14, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, The Walker Brothers. 13, Sloop John B, The Beach Boys. 12, Homeward Bound from Simon and Garfunkel. And 11, Substitute, The Who. At number 10, Cilla Black with Alfie. Number 9, I'll Put a Spell on You, Alan Prysett. And 8, Pied Piper, Christian St. Peters. Seven, Sound of Silence, The Bachelors. Six, Daydream, Loving Spoonful. Five, Hold Tight, Dave D. Dozy, Beaky Mick and Titch. Number four, Bang Bang from Cher. Three, Somebody Help Me from the Spencer Davis Group. Two, Pretty Flamingo, It's Manfred Mann. And at number one, Dusty Springfield, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. We're going to start our look at the chart by going down to number 12, Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. Made number 9 in the UK, number 5 in the USA, number 1 in New Zealand, top 10 in 4 more countries. Written in April 1964 when Paul was playing regularly at the Railway Hotel here in Brentwood. Perhaps he was writing about coming home to Brentwood.
Remember this golden classic.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel, number 12 this week in 1966. And one track below them, number 13, the Beach Boys, Sloop John Beat, was a number one in seven countries, made number two in the UK, seven in the USA, and it's number 276 in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, based on a Bahamian folk song.
We come on the Sloop John Beat, my grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail.
For the comments coming in about how much you're loving the chart from 1966. Oh yeah, three great tracks that we've had. Already we've got Simon and Garfunkel, we've just had the Beach Boys, and we're going to now finish it by going to number 20 for the dedicated follower of Fashion by the Kinks. It made number four in the UK. It was a number one again in New Zealand and also in Netherlands, top 10 in six more countries, and really takes you back to Carnaby Street.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of Fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of Fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of Fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and
a leg sweep user, stride foot user, meditative follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. This pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth, he is as thick as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
That's the Kinks, and that's our little look at the chart for this week in 1966. And if you like your 60s music, well, we've still got something else to come very soon to hear about the passing of Duane Eddy and listening to a little bit of his music before the end of the show, when Joe comes along, of course, at 3. Brentwood Food Bank really needs your help, and indeed, wherever you happen to be listening to us, your local food bank will be needing your help too. But Brentwood Food Bank particularly need lots of tinned goods, beef casseroles, braising steak, vegetable soups, fruits, salmons, tuna, tomatoes, meatballs, spaghetti and custard. They also need other food items, bags of rice, sugar, biscuits, coffees and tea, jars of pasta sauce, and then all kinds of toiletries as well. Anything you can imagine in the toiletry section, they need those as well. And of course, carrier bags they need too. They work with well over 100 people, which is wonderful that they do this work, though one wonders why they should be needing to do it. And that's, you can have all of those things you can help them with at this time. You can leave things in Sainsbury's, of course, in the centre of Brentwood here, or go to the food bank in Dodds Road Church, in Doddinghurst Road, just up the road from us here in the Brentwood Centre. But wherever you happen to be, I'm sure there's a food bank that you could be supporting.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on, everybody!
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Patrick Sherring, 123 on Phoenix 98 FM.
And somebody who was really popular in the early 1960s was Duane Eddy, who we lost earlier this week. Let's find out why he was so popular. Basically, it was his wonderful twanging guitar playing. This is Ballad of Paladin from 1962. It was a UK number 10. Also from 1962, a UK number 4 and the USA a number 12, Duane Eddy and the Guitar Man. as Joanne Eddy, and those are the girl group called The Blossoms. They're providing all of the singing on that track, and that's Guitar Man. Let's take ourselves right up to date now with a new track from the Bon Jovi. The album is out. It's called Forever, comes out on the 7th of June, and from it, this is Legendary. Bon Jovi and Legendary. Thanks for your company here this afternoon. It's all been recorded, of course. Great interviews with Fiona and Blake from the Helen Rollinson charity that took this great sponsored cycling going on next weekend. We'll leave you with Kylie Minogue, and Joe will be next.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.